Now time for locker room chat. I'm here with Valley Heights girls head basketball coach Jordan Brockstrom after another pair of wins, as you guys are now 4-0 on the regular season, starting off with the 60-33 victory this past Friday. Coach, this was a game where you guys were playing both sides of the ball very well. You had Maggie go for 15, Delana had 20, Ava with 12. Your overall thoughts on this one?
I thought it was a good win. We were able to play everybody on the roster and get everybody minutes, and we tried to apply full court pressure for the most part in that game, and I thought we did a good job defensively. We ran the floor well, so we did a decent job.
Yeah, and then you guys followed that up with a huge win in your TVL opener. 44-41 was the final against Frankfurt. Coach, this is a game where you guys both started off strong offensively, 13 points apiece in that first quarter. Offenses then kind of slowed down in the second quarter. You guys go into the break up by two, and then in the third quarter, it was kind of a bit of a shootout once again. You guys ended up giving up 18 points in that third quarter, but that in the end, you guys were able to get just enough in the fourth quarter to hold out for the victory. Your thoughts on that one from Tuesday night?
Yeah, I thought it was a really good game between two hard-playing teams, and it was a good game for our girls because I think they handled the different changes of pace well. Started out really fast, and then I felt like both teams were really patient offensively and really tried to get their best looks, so it kind of slowed the game down at times, but every bucket mattered, every possession mattered. So, you know, last year, this time of year, we were losing those close games to teams like Frankfurt, and hopefully kind of being able to come away with a win in that one gives our girls confidence in close contests, and that's something that we're going to need this season.
Yeah, and Coach, it felt like Delana in that third quarter, she kind of just took over. She was super physical down low in the paint, made the layups that she needed to at the rim. Your thoughts on the way she was to be able to out-physical Frankfurt in this game?
She's been a great leader for us, and she's gone through a lot of adversity through her high school career, and, you know, she missed her entire sophomore year after tearing her ACL, and last year was the first year she played basketball since her freshman year, and so last year was kind of easing back into it, but I really feel like this year she's come to true form, and she has a nice inside-outside game. In the second quarter, she was on the bench for quite a bit of it with a little bit of foul trouble, so I think for her, she's just chomping at the bit to get after it in the third quarter. I think that's why she played so well.
Yeah,
but we needed her at that moment because Frankfurt was coming on strong too at that time, so she kind of countered their push a little bit.
Yeah, definitely showed. She was fantastic on Tuesday night. And you guys go from playing the number two team in 1AD1 to taking on the number five team 1AD1, the team that won it all last year in Donovan West. Back-to-back really tough games. How important is it for you guys to finish strong going into Christmas break?
Well, we'd definitely like to go into Christmas 5-0 if we could, and this would be a really nice week for us if we could pick up two quality wins. So we'll have to kind of look and see what D-West has. They lost some girls, but I know that they're really well coached, and they're gonna find ways to score, and they like to play at a fast pace and pressure, and that's something we need to see. So it'll be a really good test for us, and something we'd like to see early in the season.
And you'll be back at home for the first time in a while as well, so that will be nice to be able to get a home crowd coming up. But you guys really showed out last night as well. That was a fantastic crowd that you guys brought to Frankfurt. Coach, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it. Merry Christmas to you. Happy holidays, and I'll talk to you again and reconvene in 2024.
Awesome. Same to you. Take care.
That was Valley Heights girls head basketball coach Jordan Brockstrom here on Locker Room Chat. It's been brought to you today by Blue Valley Technologies.